where the reconciliation happens,
yes,
is that if we want a community, a society where we live together,
mm-hmm.
that the acceptance, the recognition of our diversity is clearly not enough. Uh-huh. It's vital, it's necessary, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the unity, which is necessary as well. And that unity comes, must revolve around a vision where in our diversity, we are united in, and it can't be one idea, certainly not one person. I mean, that's the path, that degree of unity,
yes,
is the path towards autocracy, authority,
right,
and ultimately totalitarianism. But it's a unity, a deep unity around a vision for that society. Okay.
So deep unity around a vision.
Yes. Yeah. So what I'm saying here is a group of people, a community, can unite around a single vision which fully respects their diversity as human beings. That is possible.
What if they haven't heard or been privy or seen the vision yet? What does that say about the state of humanity in this moment, assuming that were true?
It's a pursuit. Again, we have glimpsed, we have felt and lived that possibility throughout our history. We know it is possible. We know it to be true because we have lived it. We've had glimpses of it. So we have gone beyond ideas and concepts and words. We've gone beyond institutions. We have actually lived this. And I look at parts of the world today. We do live this today. The crisis that we have is that it is a vision. Previous manifestations of this vision in different parts of the world have been battered and torn and tarnished and sometimes defeated.
Why haven't those glimpses been enough to change direction?
Well, the democracy, what we know most about democracy is that it's fragile. That's the most obvious answer now, today. I don't think we could have ever doubted that democracy is fragile.
What makes it fragile?
Its own ambition.
Too lofty an ideal.
I think it's just a big ask. It's a big ask. If you take a broad view of democracy, so not just, I'm not talking about voting systems and parliaments and even the rule of law. I mean, there are various ingredients, but take a broad view. And again, let me just use the European Union as the model here, as the example. What the European Union is trying to do is reconcile unity and diversity, okay? At the fundamental level, it is trying to reconcile two opposites. How can we be united in our diversity? That's the fundamental question. Now, you can say, "Oof, that's just too hard. You can't do that." And boy, are you wasting your time. You're going to expend vast amounts of energy trying to answer that. Why would you even bother? I see it as a strength. I see it as a strength, not just a beautiful idea, but a source of strength, okay? A source of strength. So what is the European Union trying to do? It's trying to reconcile competing ideas. So not only reconcile different national and regional histories and different national languages. So its starting point is the very rich cultural and linguistic and political diversity of our countries and our regions and our cities. That's its starting point. But it's trying not only to reconcile that, but it's trying to reconcile competing visions of the good life.